Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Because the truth may have caused me not to serve your desires. Pride is a bitter pill I have swallowed with red wine, tears, and saliva-filled words I kept to myself. It was a strange happenstance that we met on the day that it was, and I won't forget. I was so intrigued by the sound you played and the melody so effortlessly, but it was your eyes when they met mine, put me in a trance, an inevitable dance with kisses and lies of broken ties with her, and how it was I for the future you buy. I saw her say, the look on her face told me what you would not say when I saw. Serenade with all us charade, 'cause I saw her today.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I have I've thought about this for a while, and I wanted to be able to share with all of you guys, really, on what it's really been like to be in the thralls of what you're doing, and kind of like blocking everybody else out, if you will. And you kind of need that tunnel vision. You really do. You kind of need it because you've got to stay focused. You don't have time for a lot of the other ancillary distractions that will take you off your journey. And when you're called upon to do big things, well, you kind of got to get to it. And I feel that being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show with my amazing crew has been a remarkable and almost predestined event or occurrence in my life. And so I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful every day that you tune in. We put together a remarkable broadcast live for 3 hours daily. Who else cares that much in the hair business? Who? So I thank you. I thank our amazing fans from every corner of the planet Earth who tune in. We are local. We're right next door. And we're across the country. And we're around the world. So the next time you think about taking in the latest podcast, if you will, or just hanging out with the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think this will cross your mind. So, listen, Maggie Anderson is up next, and I'm Carrie Hines. I just want you to just keep it right here and stay tuned. We've got a lot more to go, folks.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community, my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
I have a very special treat for you guys. I call this the Getting to Know You segment. We have a brand new addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. Very important addition. It's my amazing new co-star and co-host. It's my honor to welcome the very impressive Nicole Marie to our broadcast. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Carrie, and thank you so much.
Well, it's a great pleasure to welcome you. I mean, it's kind of crazy because you've literally been on our broadcast for quite a couple of hundred shows already. Yes. So this is, but it's kind of like, I mean, you tell me, it feels like a little bit maybe of, you know, a little bit of a changing of the guard here. You're moving into a new role here at Hair Radio and on the broadcast. So tell us about that. How does that feel?
It feels quite surreal, Carrie. Kind of, it's exciting. It's just an honor. I'm just so very honored to be working with you in another capacity. It's wonderful.
Awesome. Well, first, we are just so pleased to welcome you, really. On behalf of Otto, Michael Hopkins, Katrina, Ann Noor, and Eugene Davis, and all of the folks who help us here on through Hair Radio. It's just a great honor to really welcome you to the broadcast and to the lineup.
Thank you so much.
In this capacity, yes. So let's go back a little bit. While folks may know who you are because you've literally been quite vocal on the broadcast, you've chimed in on a few of the segments. So the fans know. They know who Nicole is. Nicole Marie has just been, you've made a presence for yourself, which is great. But I want to start at the beginning. I want to tell folks a little bit more about you and then how you got on our radar here. So let's go back a little bit. Now, you are in Water Valley, Mississippi, but that's not where you were born. So tell us all about that.
I was actually born in Springfield, Ohio. Started out there. My parents divorced when I was...
Is that near the Cleveland part?
No, it's actually near Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I've been to Columbus, so I stayed there, so I know what you're talking about, how that area looks.
Springfield is west of Columbus.
Oh, okay.
It's in between Dayton and Columbus.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So that's where you started out.
Yes, I started out there. My parents divorced when I was young. My mom remarried, and my dad was in the Air Force. And so we went to Torrejon Air Force Base, Madrid, Spain, and we lived there for a couple years. And then Mom wanted to come back home. She was missing family. And so we moved back to Fairborn, Ohio, where Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is located. And we lived in that area, and that's where I continued to grow up, graduated from high school, and my dad retired from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Wow. So you were prepared to just stay right there in Ohio.
Yes, I was.
Wow. Well, first of all, you had me at Madrid, one of my favorite places. I've been to Spain. I've been to Madrid.
Beautiful, yes.
Yeah, it is
beautiful.
A gorgeous place, and we're going to have to talk about that because I have a great story about Madrid. But okay. I'm going back to this in Ohio. So how on earth did you make it? Because you have that beautiful southern dialect that we hear, but you started out in Ohio. So
started out in Ohio.
Well, then we've got to figure out. So how did you get from Ohio down to Water Valley, Mississippi?
That's what everybody asked me. How did you get here?
When
I graduated from high school, I went to Bowling Green State University.
The only Bowling Green I heard of was in Kentucky. Where is there another Bowling Green?
In Ohio, south of Toledo.
There is
a Bowling Green, Ohio, yes.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Amazing.
So I went to school there. I did my bachelor's and master's there.
Yeah.
I worked there for a couple years. And some friends that I met were actually there in the PhD program that were from Mississippi.
Wow.
And, you know, during that time, you know, the movie Mississippi Burning?
Yes,
that movie had been out. You know, most people saw that movie. And, you know, just the history of the South is not always so positive. And so we would always joke around, and they would say, no, you know, Mississippi is not really like that, this and that. So I said, you know what? I'm going to see. When I decided that I was going to leave Bowling Green, I said I always wanted to move somewhere south. And I started sending out resumes, started interviewing for jobs and traveling different places for interviews. And I ended up in Mississippi at Mississippi State University.
Mm.
And I love the hospitality. I love the people. And, yes, you know, again, the new whole movie, Mississippi Burning and everything. Racism is everywhere, no matter where you are. And when I came to Mississippi, I was embraced with love by people. Like I said, the hospitality was great. And I said, you know what? I'm moving to Mississippi. And that's exactly what I did.
Wow. And now, is there something with that, that the folks in the South are they welcoming to the folks who are from up north and from different places? I've heard so much. My parents are from North Carolina, both of my parents. But I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, so I had no idea about that, you know. But I've always heard about that, the northerners, the folks up, you know, the northern part of the north of the Mason-Dixon line or whatever. What is all that? You know, have you noticed any of that? And I guess you've been there so long. they probably consider you a little differently. But tell me.
I actually have. Now, I can't speak for everybody, but my experience has been very positive.
Good.
I have been received very well as being a northerner from Ohio, and my experience has been very positive.
Awesome. Well, that's the way it should be. You know, we're all a part of the United States. That's a big part of the problem that's going on these days, is that folks not realizing that we're all one part of one country, one union.
Exactly.
You know? That's important. Yeah. So, listen, I want to turn to, you know, your incredible life there with your family. You know, share with us whatever you'd like to tell us, because we know you have a family. We found out just recently that your mom on our show. So tell us a little bit about your incredible life there and the folks who support you.
Right. Well, I'm a wife. I'm a mother of three. My children are 7, 12, and 17. Yeah.
Wow.
Three.
We would never have known that. Incredible. Wow.
Yes,
so that's awesome.
Yes.
How nice. You said 10, 12, and 3?
Seven, 12, and 17.
Holy cow. Okay. That's a range.
Yes.
That's awesome.
They keep
yes.
me busy.
I see. Wow. Well, how wonderful is that? I'm sure they are incredibly proud of you with all that's
they
happening.
Are.
Yes.
They
and,
are.
And this big news. And the one who is most proud, I have to say, I believe, is your husband. So,
yes.
Yeah, so what's
proud.
His first name again? We've got to shout
supportive.
Him out.
Yes. Luther. His name is
Luther.
Luther,
that's right. Yes. So, I'm so happy, and we are just so thrilled to really have you here. And what was
Thank
the first
you so
thing?
Much.
Yeah. You know, what was the first thing that went through your mind when you heard about all this movement and that we had eyed Nicole for this particular accomplishment?
Just honored and so just happy that you would have that much faith in me and want me to be a part of the show as a co-host. Just very, very honored.
Awesome, awesome. And what has been your opinion of the Hair Radio Morning Show since you've come aboard?
I love the Hair Radio Morning Show. Just because the focus is not just on hair and beauty, it's about everything. It's about what's going on in our society, reaching out to touch all of the different facets of our life in our community. And that's what I love about the show.
Awesome. And you know what? I've got to say that, you know, for us, having you on the show adds a whole bunch of value. It opens up a lot of brand new conversations that we can have. You're a wife,
yes.
a mother of three. You're a businesswoman. You're out in the world, a civic person, doing incredible
yes.
things and just have accomplished quite a bit. And so we definitely, this, of course, the fans, as I said, they've gotten to know you a little bit, and I think that this is just going to be an incredible thing that just takes wings and soars way up.
Yes.
So this is really good. And what are some
Very
of the things
grateful.
That, yes. Well, let me ask you, Nicole Marie, what are some of the things that you're most passionate about that you want to bring to this broadcast that, you know, I see Carrie's doing a good job. Otto's great. And Michael and the Angels are great too. But what I think, what does Nicole think she might like to add that, you know, might make a big difference as well?
Well, first thing is just the whole woman perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Women issues. I'm very passionate about family, about children, about foster care, adoption, the community. That's what I'm most passionate about, those issues there.
I love that.
So just
that
bringing it from a woman's perspective.
Yes. And Michael and I, we can only, you know, in Otto, we can only do with so much on that.
Right.
You know,
right.
So we appreciate that. Absolutely. And I have to say, this is going to be just fantastic. And also, quite a few of the topics and things. I know that some of the folks who are over at the Vet Talk Radio Show, which is for you guys who have no idea, that's kind of how Nicole Marie got on our radar, literally, by being an incredible member of that broadcast. Of course, you guys know Michael Hopkins. He is the illustrious host of Vet Talk Radio Show. He knows everything. We call him the King of Claim. He knows
Definitely.
How to assist, you know, the veterans with filing claims and getting their proper compensation and all of that. His show is on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, Wheel, I call it. And so you, Nicole, Marie, Nicole Marie, was one of Michael's angels along with Katrina and Nur Jahan. And so so this doesn't mean, because you've got fans over at the Vet Talk radio show already, and they're used to you
That's
there.
Wonderful.
So you're not planning. So let's just go ahead and let everybody know now. You're not planning to leave the Vet Talk radio show, are you?
Oh, no. No, I cannot leave my
You're
Vet Talk
You're going to do
family.
Double duty.
No. Double duty, yes. I'm still an angel. Always an angel, yes.
Aw, wow. That says it all. Okay, well, awesome. And you have such classy, classy colleagues there.
Yes.
You know, we were just talking about platforms and things that you wanted to accomplish on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I know that folks like Katrina, she's so passionate about the children and caring about their well-being, beyond words. And so I look forward to you working with Katrina and Nur Jahan, who is so passionate helping women who have sadly experienced domestic abuse and all of that kind of, you know, just there are no words, literally. And so
definitely want to bring it, yes.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. And I think the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show are going to appreciate that. I really do. And Michael Hopkins, what can you say about Michael Hopkins? I'm hoping that you'll also be able to, you know, work with Michael as well. You guys work together very well anyway over VTR, Vet Talk Radio. And I'm hoping that you'll be able to now bring Michael in this space here and do some interviews with Michael as well on and off topic of veterans. The wonderful good thing about Hair Radio is that we are quite expansive. You know, one minute we're talking about, a relaxer or taking a big chop if you have natural hair or my therapy shampoo or my beard oils or who knows what. And then the next minute we're talking about what's happening over in the Ukraine or whatever. So that's just the way it goes. You know, we do a lot
of
news.
That's what makes the show so great.
Oh, wow.
And Michael is great. Michael is not only the king of claims, but he also has a wide array of life experience and stories that he always brings to the table that is always just right on time. So I definitely look forward to that.
Well, we want to hear those stories. So I'm going to ask you, that'll be your chore. Okay, Nicole Marie, that'll be your chore to help galvanize Michael and the angels and get us a lot more. You have the inside connect on that. So Otto and I are just here for the ride. So folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And I do mean all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie. And Otto, and Michael Hopkins, and Katrina, and Nur Jahan. So we've got a nice lineup now. We have an entire crew in the morning. Yes, we have a crew. And so this is really nice. And, of course, we take care of the hair talk. We have our chief of hair, Eugene Davis, and his Conversations with Hair. That happens Thursday mornings at 8. Right now. And then we have just an incredible, of course, Michael Hopkins of Vet Talk Radio. Let me just make sure and say that again. Tuesdays at 8:30 in the morning, 7:30 Central. And we have so much going on mid-show. I love this new coffee, tea, and conversations. It's all about, just taking a moment to make sure folks know we're live with them. They're just not listening to a bunch of, you know, archived recordings. We are here. Putting the work in to take a look. You know, my day starts about 4 in the morning. I'm looking to see what's happening in the world, to see what we need to sift through and sort through. We try not to have our amazing fans who are listening to the Hair Radio Show bombarded by a lot of things that when you turn on your TV these days, you're just not interested in. So we kind of sift through all of that. That's what I do every day. I sift through that and figure out the things that we are going to talk about live mid-show on coffee, tea, and conversations. So, and that's with Otto. he's been doing a great job in helping us to navigate that. And, of course, you and myself, Nicole, we'll be really doing a great job with bringing those stories to light. And Michael joins us and the angels as well. So that's really nice as well. So, and
great.
It's been working real good. Yeah, I love it.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
I love coffee, tea, and conversation.
Yes.
I love just listening to the different opinions of people and how they feel on certain subjects and things that are going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, conversation.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking that down the road, we will navigate, we will have you over on our 24-hour network. So the fans of our broadcast know, they know that the Hair Radio Morning Show is not just carried on Blog Talk Radio, which is wonderful and fantastic, from 6 to 9 in the morning Eastern Time or 5 to 8 Central, Monday through Friday. Additionally, we're over on our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming network, which is the Hair Radio Streaming Network officially. And it's at www.hairadio.com. Now, here's the deal with that. Again, it's one R in the middle, hairradio.com. And the thing with that, and I have to say, Nicole Marie, is that when you go there, that's after we leave Block Talk from the 6 to 9 show that you've dialed in on the 516
right.
number. Once that's over at 9 o'clock, then you go switch over to the internet and go to www.hairadio.com and listen to our around-the-clock streaming network. There we have a lot of classic shows, recent interviews, all kinds of stuff is, you know, playing over there 24 hours a day. And over at one of our incredible partner sites, which is Upscale Magazine, we are so thrilled to be partnered, first of all, with Upscale Magazine. What do you think about that and the amazing connection with Upscale?
I love it. I believe it's a great, great partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, you know, with that partnership, reach so many more people and just accomplish just so many positive things, reaching our community.
Exactly. And it's Upscale wonderful. Magazine, thank you. Upscale Magazine has been around for well over 30 years.
Yes.
And very well known in the African-American community and being a force out there in the print world. They're still on the newsstand, one of only maybe
right.
two publications that's still out on the newsstand.
Still around, yes.
African-American community, so real excited about that. So I'm happy about the Hair Radio Morning Show being carried over there at the Upscale magazine. .com site, and we have our own platform for it as well at upscalemagazineradio.com. So we're shouting them out, and that's upscalemagazineradio.com. And their network, while it may play some classic hair radio shows as well, but it may also play a whole lot more. We're defining a whole lot of specific upscale. Information and Upscale Magazine articles that we'll be talking about. I'm looking at launching a specific Upscale Magazine, Upscale Morning Show, literally, for that network as well. So all
right.
of this is coming down the pike. And you're going to be a big part of things as we roll this out. That's why I'm sharing it with you right now and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So a lot of good stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes. Lots of good things, Gary.
Yes. Now, I do want to just ask you, turning back a little bit, you're doing so much there in your town as well. I understand you have a lot of civic responsibilities as well. And please feel free to share anytime that you'd like on that. And also, who inspired you? That's what I've always wanted to ask you, Nicole Marie. Who inspired you?
My mother and my grandmother.
Wow.
They are both no longer here with us now, but they're here in me, they're here in spirit, and they are the ones that laid that first foundation, instilled in me to do my best, always be my best and to never give up. Whatever I want to accomplish is yours. Just go for it. And having them to push me all along the way, the two of them made sacrifices. Yes, I had a village around me, but my mother and my grandmother, they were my backbone. And they made so many sacrifices to get me where I am now. And so I always honor them and, you know, much love and respect to them. And they're still right here with me, even though they're not here physically.
Awesome. And I have to say, look where you made it to. We have a saying over here at the Hair Radio Morning Show that goes something like, you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. And here you are.
Exactly.
My co-star.
And here I am.
You are here, Nicole.
I'm so thankful and blessed to be here.
Well, on that note, I want to just thank my brand new co-star right here on this broadcast. Again, on behalf of Otto, on behalf of Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk Radio Show, on behalf of Michael's Angels from the Vet Talk Radio Show, we're talking about Katrina and Nurjahan. I just want to say thank you, and Eugene Davis and all of our folks here who keep our show on the air every day. And we just want to say thank you. And we just give you the biggest, warmest welcome we can muster up. And we're going to be,
busy.
Oh, we're going to be getting busy very soon. A lot of stuff on this show to roll out. So,
So
that's, Nicole, before we say goodbye, anybody you want to shout out to real quick and, you know, any closing thoughts you have?
I would just like to shout out my husband and my children, all of my family in Ohio. Thank you so much for always loving and supporting me. I really appreciate you. And thank you to my Vet Talk family, because they are definitely family.
Yeah.
And shout out to you and all the other Hair Radio family,
friends,
supporters. Just thank you so much for just welcoming me with open arms. I'm really humbled and appreciative.
All right. And to our amazing family over in Ghana as well. We have our wonderful Hair Radio Ghana folks. All right, folks, make it an awesome day. I have to say thank you. You are just amazing. Thank you. And welcome aboard, Nicole Marie.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right, folks. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to go this morning of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us, folks.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm Carrie Hines, and I have a very, very special guest co-host with me for this particular segment. I'm so happy. It really is all about Mary, as you guys know. We're talking about the one and only Mary Reed Johnson of Hairhead Heart. Good morning, Mary. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, listen, I am so excited to have you with us. We are going to jump right on in. It is a brand new segment called Does Carrie Care? Do I care? Do I really, really care? So this is what I'm kind of loving this, because you get to choose a topic that I'm not aware of and ask your questions to one of our amazing guests who is also a host on our network, Michael Hopkins of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Good morning, Michael, and welcome to the hot seat. You're on with Mary.
Good morning.
And Carrie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Look at that voice.
There you go. All right.
So happy to meet you, Mary. I'm so happy to meet you,
Mary.
I enjoy everything that you do on the show. I follow you. Oh, I'm one of your biggest fans. I follow you all the time.
Oh, Well, that would only go to my head, and you know I'm dangerous.
Well, we're gonna see just if he stays a fan after being on a hot seat with Mary's questions today about do I care? So, Mary Ree Johnson, take it away.
I got one for you. Michael, does Carrie really care about nasal tanning?
Ooh, nasal tanning. No, I don't think that's in his top 10 right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Mary, tell us a little bit about nasal tanning, and then I'll tell you if I care or not. Michael
all
says
right.
no, though.
So nasal tanning is a thing. It's a craze. And if you survive, it's wonderful. So you just take this solution, you spray it up your nose, like literally, right? It has melatonin and some other stuff in it. But what it does is it changes your complexion so you can be darker. So it's an instant tan. Problem is, it does have some carcinogens, which a lot of things do.
Just a few.
And so, just a few. And so it's a thing, and it's
well, hold it. Is it the outside of your nose that changes color, that darkens, or is it your entire face?
It changes. It goes throughout your body, so it enters your bloodstream.
Oh.
And it goes throughout your body, and you have a tan.
Wow. You know what? I can see folks trying something like that. Okay, I guess it's time for me to weigh in. Do I care? So listen, this is where you guys are listening for the bell. If Michael, well, Michael said I don't care. So if Michael is correct, you're going to hear that bell. Do I care, Mary, is your question.
Carrie, do you care about nasal tanning? Was Michael right? He said you didn't.
Yes.
Hey, it works for me.
Michael is correct. I don't care about that. Get rid of it. No nasal tanning. I'm sick of folks trying to tan. Be happy with the way you were made on this planet.
Amen.
Okay. I like it. Ready for another one?
So no, I don't care about that. Yes, go right ahead. I'm loving this. I can get all my aggressions out today.
Right? All right.
Yes, go right ahead. Does Carrie care?
Okay. Mr. Michael, I'm wondering, does Carrie care about student debts being canceled?
Oh, I think so.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Why, Michael? Why? Yeah, but why do you think I care about that?
Well, the reason why I think you care, Carrie, is because student debts affect all of us. It affects all of us. I mean, that's less money that people have to spend on things. And so, therefore, maybe they don't come to get their hair done as much as they do, or their nails, or anything of that nature. Or the guys don't buy clothes like the way they normally would if they had the extra money. So I really think that's something that you would care about. It affects the economy.
Mm. Okay. Well, all right. Mary, so the question is, do I care?
Yes, so Michael says Carrie does care about student debts being canceled because it affects the economy. Now let's ask Carrie. Carrie, do you care about student debts being canceled?
Okay, if you hear the bell, then Michael is correct.
Oh! Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, no,
uh-oh,
that was the bell.
Oh, I didn't wait long enough. I'm sorry.
We were building the anticipation.
Uh-huh.
Listen, Michael Hopkins is absolutely correct. I do care about the student debt being canceled, but not for the reason Michael suggested so much. I care about the student debt being canceled because I owe money.
Uh-oh.
I still have student debt bills myself. Cancel away. Knock your socks off, people. Yes.
For real, because the government, they wanted a program, but they didn't want to take the responsibility of managing
True.
It. So it ended up that the schools manage the programs. They also collect the money, and they also have the institutions that get the money. So it's a very silly situation.
Yes.
Which
yes.
leads to my next
now,
question.
Yes, I am super excited. I can't wait to hear. Go right ahead, Mary. Mary Reed
All
Johnson
right.
with her wonderful questions, playing with Michael Hopkins this morning with a new segment, Does Carrie Care? So I'm super excited.
Yes, Michael. I like to see your brain just working, and it's like, what is Carrie thinking? So,
I don't think you've got anything wrong so far.
Uh-oh. You know, Barry, I can smell the smoke coming out of my ears right now as we speak.
Yes, my
well,
darling.
You're on the hot seat.
All right, Michael. I want to know, does Carrie care about supply chain monopolies?
Mm.
Ooh, supply chain monopolies. Ooh, yeah, I think he would care about that one, too, because that affects all of us.
Wow, supply chain monopolies.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it might be tied to inflation and all the types of things. You can't get baby formula these days, blah, blah, blah. But in hair care world, there's a company that owns, say, almost 400 patents on products. And the next one down has 30-something patents. So that's a monopoly.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go ahead and ask Carrie.
That does sound like
ahead.
A monopoly.
Yes. So let's
well,
go ahead and ask Carrie. What were you right, Michael?
Does
you
Carrie
say he does
care?
Care. Okay.
Michael
okay,
says
let's,
I
let's,
do, right?
Yes. And is Michael correct, Carrie?
Okay, well, I don't hear that bell. Do you guys hear the bell just yet?
Not yet. I thought this was the suspense part.
Michael is
all right.
I do care about the supply chain monopolies. I'm concerned about the monopoly-ish part, but the bottleneck is where I really lay my concern. Because America, we are feeling the bite in our pockets. We really are. Our wallets are basically empty. Things have slowed down. And a lot of it has to do with the conflict overseas that America is already, you know, supporting. So this has really created quite or added to the bottleneck that was already kind of underway from the pandemic. So I'm going to say yes, I am concerned about that. So I'm going to have to say, Michael Hopkins, you pretty much, I mean, I don't think you've gotten one wrong yet. You know me pretty well already. Wow, I'm
yep.
impressed.
You're on a roll here.
Yeah. Mary, we got to get Michael. We got to stomp him.
All right, I got something for you.
Okay.
You know,
wow.
You have to tell me not to go too deep, so I got
okay.
something for you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So Michael, thanks again for your insight. I swear you and Carrie might be brothers, but we'll go here, and I'm going to ask you, Michael, does Carrie care about the lifetime appointments for Supreme Court justices?
Mm-mm.
Nah,
good one.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. Why? He just doesn't care.
Yeah, he just don't care. I mean,
let's ask Carrie. Carrie, Michael says that you don't care about lifetime appointments for Supreme Court justices. Is he right? Does Carrie
okay.
care?
Okay. Okay, does Carrie care? Well, let's see. Do we hear the bell? Okay, are we building the suspense? Do we hear the bell? No bell.
No bell.
Michael's wrong.
He knows you very
no
well.
Bell
this
today.
Is good.
No, there is
all right,
no
all right.
bell for Michael, and I'll tell you why. I absolutely 1,000,000% care about the – that's part of, in my view, the problem with the Supreme Court and this whole thing, which is this big kerfuffle about the – big thing being leaked with women's rights and all this kind of stuff being overturned. So with Roe versus Wade. So my big thing is no, it should not happen. I don't agree with the idea that they should be there for life, especially when they are. It's been politicized. They've been completely politicized. And to me, they kind of lost my respect years ago when they put Clarence Thomas. I'm sorry, not so much mm-hmm. about being a Republican or Democrat, but just it was clear that Anita Hill was telling the truth in my book. Anybody could see that she was telling the truth about the situation. And for them to just, totally put all these horrible folks who've abused the system and then – one of the ladies they put up, she didn't even know anything about the law. She didn't even know the first
thing.
I was like in shock. I mean, for the whole world to see it. So,
that should not be happening. I got to say one caveat with Clarence Thomas. He used to work for, I think it's Monsanto. Right. And he was one mm-hmm. of their attorneys. But once he got on the Supreme Court, and I'm sure it was a process to make sure he got on, he's the one that wrote the case so that instead of them being considered an oil and chemical company because they had been cited for so many wrongs, he wrote the case that said that they were an agribusiness. And so a lot of the bad doing that they did with oil and whatever and not taking care of, mm-hmm. whatever they were supposed to take care of, he made it possible
appear
for
to
them
be,
to be an agribusiness and not be accountable in those manners. So, he's been a bad seed from the jump.
Like farm stuff, yeah. Well, this is the thing. I mean, don't know him personally, of course, but, the whole thing just smells horrible. And what it seems like, alleged behavior by his wife and all of this kind of stuff, we don't know what's really going on, but it just doesn't pass the smell test for me. So I think they need to bounce these folks out. There's not been one on the Republican side. Sorry to say it that way, because I really try to be neutral in that. I don't really care what affiliation you are, per se, if you're doing the right thing. But to me, when I see one after the next, either being empty-headed or being having abused women, and several of them, almost every one, of the guys has had this kind of thing.
They're
I'm
not
like,
working
and you
towards
put them
humanitarian
up in,
good.
No, and this is the thing, Mary Reed Johnson and Michael Hopkins. This is the thing. All of this stuff, not any one of these things might make folks feel a certain way or feel like they're, some folks may feel that they're at the end of their rope and they've just seen too much and they're tired. It's the accumulation of this. It's the, the cumulative effect of all of this. It's just when you add it all up together, all this just no accountability. And that's what it screams with those appointees. Yeah, they do all these hearings, but they're just hearings. They're going to confirm based on the whatever the political football has the scoring point at that, whoever has the ball. So it's just, it's just too much for the American people. And it's just too much. So that's my big belief. Now, you may disagree. Send your letters to Mary. Okay. I'm just kidding, Mary.
I'll just forward them to Michael, so it's all good. No.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, I love this. Yes, yes, I absolutely do. And folks out there, I hope you guys love it. If you yourselves have a question on whether I care, I'm going to have you guys to call in on our 516 number, press 1, and we'll see if we can get your question on as the last question for today. So I think we have somebody standing by. We'll see if we can get their question on as well. So take it away. Mary Ree Johnson, I'm loving this today.
All right. So I have a question for you, Michael, and that only you probably know if Carrie cares. So does Carrie care about Willow Smith's new music?
I can ring the bell on that one myself.
You said, Well, let's see. So Carrie, Michael says, and he's just gonna. Just
well, I want to know why Michael thinks
already.
I don't want to. Why do you think I don't? I'm not interested in Willow's music.
Well, it seems to me, Carrie, a while back when we were going through Slap the Gate, you made a comment
about
Slap Gate,
yeah, with her dad, Will Smith, and Chris Rock.
Yeah, and I remember you making a comment about that, him and his music. And it was like,
Okay, that's what you're – okay, so you're sticking with it. That's your final answer?
Yep, that's my final answer. Oh, yeah, final answer.
All right,
okay.
Carrie, you heard his final answer. Does Carrie care about Willow Smith's new music?
Okay, I think – let's see. Do we hear the bell? Do we hear the bell? Do we hear the bell? If we hear the bell, Michael Hopkins is correct, and he wins the prize. Michael, I do care about Willow Smith's music, and I'll tell you why.
Oh.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yes, yes. The key word is the new music that Mary said. I'm not so much enamored with the new music, but I absolutely love Willow Smith's big hit record. She had an incredible hit record with I Whip My Hair Back and Forth. And so I've got to get that for you guys. It's a great song. You have to YouTube it, folks. I Whip My Hair Back and Forth. That was her big hit, which I love. Now, as far as Will Smith's music, that's a different story. I always play Summertime, which was one of his big classic hits. And we just played it on the show recently. We'll see if we can get it back on. And so I'm loving this. So I do care. I love Willow's song. And all the hair aficionados, anything that has to do with hair, I'm in. Did I get you on that with Michael Hopkins? No bell for you today, Michael. No bell.
Yeah, you got me on that one for 200. Oh, yeah, you got me on that one.
I'm loving this. Well, Mary Ree Johnson, someone has pressed the number 1. So I think this is a good time to bring them to the line. I recognize this number. Let's see. The Hair Radio Morning Show is welcoming one of Michael's colleagues. She is a producer on the Hair Radio. Well, now she's on the Hair Radio Morning Show, our panel. But she is a producer on the Vet Talk Radio Show. And she's out of Clarksville, Tennessee. It is my great honor to welcome Nur Jahan to this special segment today, which is all about, really, do I care? Nur Jahan, you've been listening, I see. What are your thoughts on this incredible segment? Did you guess any of these? What are you thinking today?
Yes. Well, good morning. I was right when I was saying them to myself on the ones that you cared and you didn't care.
Awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty fun and those questions that were asked.
Me too. Okay. This is a do I care question, Mary. All right, Mary and Michael. And all right, Nora, I'm super excited. I can't wait. Do I care? We're going to find out. Will she get the bell?
I don't know.
Will she hear the bell? We don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that is a magic question. Will she get the bell?
All right, I'm going to ask you. Thank you.
All right.
You ready for another one? Oh, my.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Well, I was going to have Nora go ahead and jump in with her question.
Yeah, let have Nora ask one. Yeah.
Yeah, Nora, go ahead.
Oh,
and then we'll circle back to Mary. I got it the other way around. Okay, well, go right ahead, Mary. You guys have taken
I will ask Miss Nora a question. So, Nora, do you think Kerry cares about Elon Musk owning Twitter?
That's a good one. Nora, do you think I care about Elon Musk owning Twitter, who was just rumored to be in the process of purchasing Twitter?
Yes. Okay. So that's a loaded question in itself. I would say he does care, and I'm going to say my reason why is because it's not so much that he cares that he bought Twitter, but it's more so of the reason why he bought Twitter.
Michael, do you agree with that too? Hopper Hopkins.
Oh.
Did you hear that? Do you agree with that?
We were with Nerds said. Ew.
Yeah, about Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Yeah, first I gotta like Elon Musk, but other than that. Nah, I don't think
right.
That's
not
the reason.
Do you care? Do I care?
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, I don't think that's the reason why you would care.
Okay, so hold it.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a split panel here.
Uh oh.
So Nurjan says yes, I care, and Michael Hopkins says no, I don't care. So somebody is right.
sounds good to me so far.
Okay.
Well, how will we know who's right?
We're going to have to listen for that bell.
All right, okay.
We're going to have to listen
the
for the bell.
And then you have to tell us who and why.
Exactly.
Somebody
is correct.
Right.
And that somebody is Nurjan. Nor, you are right.
Okay,
you are actually, Nora hit it on the head because I am incredibly concerned only for what he is likely to do with Twitter. And I'm in shock that she knew so well. How did you even know that part? That was incredible. I was like, how did you read my mind? How did you know that, Nurjan?
Well, I kind of felt the same way, but it could be a Leo thing. We just think alike.
That was really, I thought that was incredibly insightful. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm impressed with that. That was a really good one. Because I'm very concerned about social media and the now talk about Mary Reed Johnson used the word monopoly earlier on the segment. And I'll tell you something. I was just, you know, it is a monopoly with so many things going on out here. and this huge corporate takeover. It's not a done deal just yet as we hit the airwaves today, but I have to say I'm watching it closely and I'm super concerned. I myself am on Twitter. You can tweet me at HAI Radio while you're at it. But, and I may not be for long. So you better tweet me while you can. That's how I really feel about it. So, yeah, I'm concerned about that because we don't know where this is going to end up. And there's a whole lot of talk about the former president being allowed back on the platform. I don't want to say his name, but there's a lot of talk about him coming back to the platform. That might be something that's on the table. And so, and to me, there's like, I think it's 225 million people or something. To me, it is about, it's a lot of people on there. And it is about controlling so many people. I'm not a big fan of that. And I just am not a big fan of it. No. Not the idea of them controlling so much. But yeah, I am very concerned. So great job. Okay. Well, listen, I have to just, Mary Ree Johnson, I have to say thank you. I mean, you took a minute to pull all this together. Okay, folks, who's ever line that is?
That might all right. be mine. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. So listen, guys, I just want to say thank you because this really is all about just taking a moment to kind of give us some things to focus on outside of our normal milieu on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, let me just take a moment to thank Michael, who is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys can catch him on Tuesday mornings, along with Noor Jahan. They both are pretty much castmates, along with my brand new, my normal, regular, daily co-host, and shouting out, of course, Nicole Marie and Otto and our entire team, and the other two producers. Well, Nicole is a producer as well as Katrina. So all the above, our entire panel. So listen, thank you guys. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. So your gifts are in the mail. Thank you so much. All right, guys. All right. Thank you again. All right. Good job. Now, I have to say, Mary Ree Johnson, good stuff. Very good stuff. So how did you come up, Mary? How did you think of these questions today?
The mind of Mary. No one can tame.
I am in shock. Well, they were absolutely excellent questions. And, I mean, I've had a couple of favorite ones that you mentioned, actually. The Supreme Court one was one of my favorites. And also the big one on this social media. You know, I think this is really, so good stuff today. So listen, Mary, we've got a lot to go this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're always excited when you come back, as you heard Michael Hopkins, host of Vet Talk, say. He's one of your biggest fans, along with everybody out there. And everybody has heard Mary Ree Johnson at least once on this network. So you're doing Mary. So listen, I just have to say thank you. And before we sign off, can you please, I always make sure you bring everybody up to speed on some of the things that you're working on these days.
All right. So Renaissance Woman is still in effect. You know what? I am in Minnesota even as we speak, actually, closing up my old place, waiting for the movers, all of that stuff to get the rest of things to Michigan. But in Michigan, I got accepted into my, because I recommitted to art. So I got accepted into an exhibit and competition for Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. And so I'm really excited about that. I forget how many thousands of entries, but there's only 300 that they picked. And then it competes from there. So I'm really excited. Big stuff.
Yes. Well, it sounds
13 regions,
awesome.
And I'm one of the people. So.
Wow. Well, congrats on all of the above, and we wish you absolutely nothing but the biggest success with that. I'm still on the fact that you will be literally changing time zones on us, which is great. You're coming into my time zone.
Yep.
I think.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
it's
that's right. So that's kind of cool. Well, Mary, you know, everybody always – yeah, well, you know what? I was going to ask you about this, too, because everybody always asks about, you know, Minnesota. And so the one thing that we were talking about just recently was that Prince, not only did he, you know, posthumously, we're celebrating, you know, a recent birthday for the Purple One, but you were a big fan, and there were so many folks who went by Paisley Park. So is there anything you can shed some light on, your thoughts? Of course, we've had his hairstylist right here on our show. As you know, anything you want to add to that?
Oh, he just was doing things even before, you know, people knew. He gave to a black school that was struggling in a timely fashion, and now they churn out more graduates than, like, anyone else in the area. If you look up, there's a little clip floating around about him when he was a kid, and his nickname was Skipper. Right. And he was just one of the kids in the crowd when the teachers were on strike. And, you know, you'll find it on the internet. And somebody just asked him, you know, what did he think? And he's like, you know, the teachers work really hard for us. And yeah, I think they need more money. You know, just a little kid. And he was doing things.
I saw
Paisley
that,
Park
Mary.
Is
and
amazing.
I'm talking about he was like 8 or 9 years old or something like that.
Yeah,
and
he was a little
so deep. I barely knew my name or how to tie my shoe at that age. And he was sitting up here talking about, like, at a teacher strike.
Right.
You know,
right.
Commenting on television. I said, you got to
be
kidding me.
Yeah, don't discard our babies. You know, they start somewhere. Paisley Park is amazing. He kept a lot of the people in place, the same people that put Paisley Park in order are the same ones that run the Elvis Presley Museum. So they are very serious about what they do, and it's very loving and great and wonderful, and you will definitely, it'll be so worth it if you get a chance to go. But right around the corner from where I live on Snelling Avenue, I used to know the address, but it's like 3808 or something like that, Snelling Avenue, is the house where they
Minnesota.
Filmed Purple Rain.
Wow.
In Minnesota.
Really?
Yes. So, yeah. So,
I just remember
absolutely.
That outside scene where the family, where the father, I think he had beat up the, I think,
yep.
didn't he
well,
attack the wife or something?
That it, and yeah. nobody pays attention to it. I'm sure some, you know, whoever owns it, but nobody's living in there now. But anyway, it's the house. I'm going to send you a picture of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, please do.
Yep, addressed right around the corner from where I live, and it's just a house that they filmed in, you know, but it's so cool.
Wow.
So
no, that's that's big to me.
He was busy. Yeah.
Wow.
Just a regular
Mary.
Guy.
I'm just loving that you are an aficionado of Prince. We all are, and we love this. Now, you yourself, and I've got to give Mary a lot of kudos, because Mary also, one thing that I remember, and you guys, a lot has been happening out there where you are, Mary. I remember with the whole George Floyd incident, and Mary literally covered it for our audience. Do you remember that, Mary? She probably doesn't
and
even remember,
you.
But she came
I mean,
on.
Again, maybe that's why I'm moving, but yeah, it was right in the zone. So it's two blocks south and then four blocks west of where I am, where the George Floyd incident happened. So.
Wow. And my big question to you, I don't know if you remember this, but what I really wanted to know, that store on the corner, like the store that where the whole thing and
oh, yeah.
supposedly the actually, or allegedly was trying to pass off a 20 or whatever,
yeah.
we don't know what really happened on that. But, you know, I think I asked, had you ever been in that store? Did you see you know, have you ever had any interaction with that owner guy there?
Absolutely.
That kind of,
I mean, the people are, yeah, the people are very nice and that type of stuff. But it is known in the community for, amongst other things, kind of laundering money and this type of thing. They own about two, maybe more blocks around that area. And they have businesses, and they allow other businesses. I'm not even going to go, but anyway, a lot of these companies, they are predatory things that are in communities, and people recognize them and they know, but at least they're there, And so it was no problem going there. It's like they weren't doing illegal things to us specifically who were buying a piece of bread or getting a money order, but there were things. And the store is still thriving, the restaurants and whatever else it has in the area
they're still
are still
open
thriving.
I would imagine that people have almost come there as a tourist spot, so to speak, sad to say, but I would almost imagine that. But I'll tell you something, with all that's going on in society, I'm real proud of his family members that have, they've created a charity and all of that. You can Google it. It's online. Just a lot. Yeah, I have to really say. So, Mary, I always put you on the spot, and I kind of have you unpacking a whole lot you didn't plan on unpacking today. But it's always a great honor and pleasure to have you bring us up to date on what's going through Mary. The next segment is going to be called Mary's Mind. Okay, we move from what does Carrie think to Mary's Mind. Well, listen, it's just a great thing to have.
I don't think people are allowed in that mind of mine.
Well, we got a taste of it today.
it's a dangerous
Mary
place.
Johnson, I tell you, you always knock it out of the box. Thank you so much. Great job today, Mary. All right, Mary, thank you so much. All right, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Air Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. I'm Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Back live, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, May 17th of 2022. We've got a whole lot to get to this morning, so I am super excited. We'll be filling you in on quite a bit, as with so much coverage on television about the Buffalo shooting. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about a few things this morning. As we broadcast live from Brooklyn, New York. So we're going to continue in just a moment. I'm going to just go ahead and get on something that will kind of lighten the mood a tad, and then we're going to dive on into what's happening around the country and literally around the world. So just stay with us, everybody, and we'll be right back. Here's a classic song. Stay with us.
If I could change the way I live my life today, I wouldn't change a thing.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest is Otto from the hair industry. Otto, welcome and good morning.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. How are you? It's a pleasure.
I'm doing good. Yes, thank you. Likewise, I am just great. One of the reasons I wanted to invite you on and to share with all of the fans, I was really I guess I was very pleased to find somebody who's passionate about the hair business. So I want you to tell everybody why you love the hair business so much and tell us a little bit about your start with it.
Absolutely. I was introduced to the industry back in the late 70s, 79, I believe, and had an opportunity and with Barbizon models, but I was young at the time. I didn't take it. I didn't understand the opportunity at the time. I just thought, I would just go there and it would happen, but it took a lot of work. And what happened was I slowly walked away, and then I got involved in response life, workforce, paying my bills. So it kind of took a back burner for a period of time, and always thinking, I wanted to do it. And then I had children and life went on, and always having the desire, but never having the opportunity again because of the nature of bills and, responsibility. And now later in life, the children are older and I'm on my own. And now I have an opportunity to try to recapture that dream, and it's never too late, and you never give up.
So what exactly was the dream?
Well, the dream was to be in the industry in regards to either speaking about hair, promoting hair in regards to print, shampoo commercials, different things that the industry offers, and it's a vast industry that I'm realizing how immense it is, and it's exciting and thrilling to take a venture, back in time to recapture, what I once wanted to do as a young man.
Well, listen, I think you're in the right place, Otto, and so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. First, I just want to ask you, so where are you based out of? What city and state are you in?
I'm in South Jersey, right across the bridge from Philadelphia,
in
the South Jersey community.
Not far from my home in Philadelphia, PA, so really great people down there. And I'm shouting out all of Philly folks and South Jersey people and all of that. Terrific.
Yeah, wonderful community.
Absolutely. So now I want to kind of move ahead because, for me – going to the International Beauty Show, IBS, here in New York City just recently, it was a great honor to be around so many incredible professionals. And Otto, I have to say, just connecting with you there, to me, it was a very, very big and just universal type thing happening where the universe kind of pits people together. And so it was great to meet you there and to see this gentleman. You fans out there, we're going to have to put some pictures up on our website at hairradio.com, HAIradio.com, for Otto and all this stuff so you guys get a chance. This gentleman, Otto, you have like the longest hair I think I've seen in eons for a guy. and this huge beard that Santa Claus would be jealous. Tell us where did that interest to grow your hair so long, which is different than we see out here these days. So what can you tell us about your process and how it's all come to be?
I guess it would have to be blessings from my parents, the follicle gift. As a youth, I had long hair, and then as I got older, I got short hair, did the family thing, recycling on Thursdays, and now that I got older, and I thought to myself, let me see if I could do that again, and it started growing and growing, and I said to myself, let me see where I can go, and then I was blessed from my parents with this, and then I moved on to a beard try, which I'd never grown a beard ever in my life, actually. So I started with a small goatee, and then I said, let me, you know, it gets itchy, and it's a phase that many men struggle, and they eventually shave. I figured I wasn't going to, give up. Let me see, if I could grow the hairs on the beard as long as the hair, And then, fortunately, I was able to, have what I have now. And going to the IBS, the International Beauty Show myself. Yes, it was a wonderful experience. I'll tell you, it was a day that I'll never forget. And meeting you, and talking with you, and then leaving the event. I thought to myself, this. You meet the right people, you go to the right places, and never give up. Always pursue.
Well, I want to bring that exactly. Always pursue. I want to talk a little bit about that because being so much into the desire to grow your hair, and there's always something with the hair, and you may not know exactly how it's going to all play out at the end of the day. But there seemed to be a plan, and it was almost, fortuitous that you just somehow connected. And I also love the story that you were determined to come to the International Beauty Show in New York. And you folks out there who may not be aware or if you kind of follow it a little bit, the International Beauty Show, IBS New York, the IBS alone is the longest running live hair event in the entire United States. And so they do a big, big show. They do a couple shows, but the one that is closest to me here is the one in New York City in Manhattan. They do a once a year show. And this is the first time since the pandemic that they have been able to put on a show live. So, I thought it would be fantastic. So I had a little trepidation at first going to the event, but that all wiped away as soon as I got to this beautiful building and saw all the amazing, amazing people inside and had a chance to meet people up in the media room and meet the directors and all the people I had chatted with and stuff. So I just loved being, they gave me a big space on the floor to conduct interviews as well and all that. They're amazing people at IBS. So I always have to shout them out. I love them. And so this is where we had a chance to connect. And I have always met incredible individuals at the International Beauty Show. And so I just wanted to say that. Now, I have some ideas and plans for you. And I appreciate that this has been something that has been a passion. I have always believed this. And that is to say, let your passion drive your talent, and let your talent drive your desire, and let your desire drive your efforts to create a business. And that's how it's a wonderful direction that will lead you and possibly change your life forever. So it starts with the pursuit of your passion.
Oh, sure. I believe in passion. I believe in grit, just going, getting to work every day, putting the work in. And rejection, I found, to be, a large part. But, you just never give up. Every no is a yes. And you don't give up. You try. And at some point, maybe, you get an opportunity and you do your best.
Exactly. And the rejection to me is just to set you up so when it does happen for you, you know how to manage it. So if you start off thinking that you know and you don't know, then that's not going to end well. So you've got to go through the bumps and lumps to get to the good stuff. And I think you've managed to do just that. What is one thing that you'd like everybody to know about Otto?
A man has pursued something for 40 plus years, And if you don't give up and you try and you do your best, you stay honest, you know, you be a good father, things like that in nature, I believe someday, you know, you'll be rewarded. Some days you don't think so, but as long as you don't give up, you know, and you keep your nose to the grindstone, and I pursue it as a part-time venture in the beginning, and you know, and in the future looks so bright as long as you you know, as long as you stay diligent and always believe in yourself.
Otto, on that note, I want to thank you.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, May 17th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines, and we're broadcasting live. It's our show number 714. This is mid-show. We're at the halfway point for today's broadcast, and it's just quite a bit to unpack. As you guys just heard, that, of course, was our illustrious Otto that you guys know. We spell his name the same, forwards and backwards. Otto, let me just go ahead and bring him live to the line. I want to hear what he thought or what he thinks about listening to himself, along with all of us this morning. Otto, good morning, and welcome to mid-show on today's broadcast. So, hello.
Good morning. Hello, Gary.
Yes.
Good morning. Happy
good
Tuesday.
Good morning. Yes, happy Tuesday to all of you guys out there, all of our fans. Let me just set this up for everybody, because they probably don't know why you're enjoying this so much, Otto. But this, of course, was a piece that, you know, it's called Getting to Know You. So usually when we have new radio show participants, new co-hosts and all of that, we usually present them in with an interview. And so oftentimes they forget that they even did the interviews, so they don't even really remember that they've done these great pieces of work with us. And what I love about it is that the interviews usually, you know, we get them on a good amount of time later. So it's great to kind of make a comparison of what you now know about the person and what they actually said way back on day one. Usually a big dichotomy of things. Yeah, so it's really quite interesting. So, Otto, I've got to ask you the big question. So what did you think when you heard yourself? Because Otto did not know I was going to run that this morning. So for this Tuesday, May 17th, Otto, 2022, what ran through your mind when you heard that this morning?
Yeah, you little devil, man. I didn't think about that. That was, I'll tell you, actually, from that moment, hearing that, but to today, March 17th of our show, 714, I have to say, Carrie, you've been an incredible mentor, and I've learned a truckload of things from your show and about your show, personally from you and the fans and all the guests. So that, wow, that was a memory lane there that really shocked me that I, you know, have come this far with you and how enjoyable that has been. But, yeah, what a surprise, and I actually appreciated that. And also that what it really gave, you know, hit my heart, like how much you mean to me and the show.
Oh,
that was
that's
what
very
I, yeah,
kind.
I got. Yeah, man, that was great. How are
well,
you?
Listen, I am doing great. And that's what today's show is about. I want to take a moment and also shout out our amazing new co-star right here on this broadcast, Nicole Marie, who will be back with us tomorrow. So I am super excited. But the fans, I think she'll be on with Mike a little later today. So that's at 8:30 Eastern. But she'll be with us on Wednesday's broadcast on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So real excited about that. Now, listen.
Yeah, that's good.
I have to say, speaking of getting to know you, and along with that whole thing, Nicole Marie, we ran her. So when you replay this broadcast a little later today or whenever you listen back to it, you'll be able to hear she opened up our broadcast today with her getting to know you segment. So that's what this is about, Otto, and I'm real happy today. So when Nicole Marie's out, you kind of step on up. And become our guest co-host literally for the day, so it kind of gives you a little bigger role and a little bit more opportunities to let Automatic shine. So I don't know what you've been doing over the last couple of days. I guess we're going to find all that stuff out during this week. You know, today's like our Monday coming back to the show. So in today's coffee, tea, and conversations that we're talking this morning, we really, I don't even know where to begin. If you own a TV or a computer or even have a cell phone, you have an idea of the news that's been going on. And just horrific news out in California. They had a mass shooting, and in my home state here in New York, up in Buffalo, they had a mass shooting. Of course, you guys know about this over the weekend. You know, my big thing is this. I'm only going to say this for the moment because there's so much coverage on television who do it so much better than me. But I do want to express this sentiment to everybody. There are no words. There are no words. You know, when I think that, and this is my thought, Carrie Hines, but when there is just no words to express what kind of society it seems that we have always had, but it's just, it's very clear that we have folks who may not be so interested in making changes to change the status quo. And I'm so sad. And this is something that hits home for me personally. I've lost two brothers to gun violence, so I'm very much aware of this.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate that. But my thing is this. We're living in a society. Now, I don't know, and to be quite honest, I have to say a few things, and we're not going to dwell on this, and we're not trying to make things worse and exacerbate things in the wrong way. But what more must black people deal with or face? What more? I am sick of all of the ignorance that is run amok. I don't know what kind of folks could be so insecure, jack stupid. What place do they think black people are sitting on top of a moon and worried that people of, you know, minorities are going to replace them? They deserve to be replaced. But the ignorance that's driving the violence and the protection of the gun manufacturers, which we knew what we were going to face when they created laws that encased that kind of protected the manufacturers. So it wouldn't even be easy to bring a lawsuit against them. when the lawmakers in Congress created protection laws for the manufacturers of guns, you knew all bets were off. You knew where we were going to end up. And you would think that 200 mass shootings in just probably the time of this year alone would be enough. Kids dying, people getting killed. And you have an 18-year-old Caucasian kid who obviously has been radicalized. And I park this at the feet of so many. The former president, who to me, amongst so many others, there's never accountability for anybody but black folk. Never. You have the laws that obviously can be interpreted any which way that you like. You have a system that does nothing but favor a certain segment of the population. People are not stupid. Just because you've muffled their voices by ripping off every single shroud of anything they've ever tried to do and then make it appear that is, I mean, it's just a crazy system here. But where does it stop and where does it end? It doesn't. And the only thing to me, it's not some race war that some of this and that that people seem to be trying to push for and creating a further division in people. That's so ignorant and stupid. The only obvious answer to me is for folks to learn to work together, to respect folks, and education. Education. Because to me, it's the folks who are less than sophisticated, I mean way less than sophisticated, who seem to not be wise and smart enough to make better choices and decisions that affect everybody. And unfortunately, these lobbyists and the greed folks, and it's really money that's driving racism. Racism isn't driving money. It's money driving racism. And those who benefit from it, and those who don't. So my thinking today is, when I hear stuff like this, just like all of you, we've become desensitized to it in a big way. I've had on everybody, you know, it's just we've allowed and set up a system in America to normalize this kind of thing. And where black folks have been set up by a slim margin of people, a segment of the population, an extremist segment, to make it appear that black folks are the biggest criminals. Well, my God, I don't know who in their right mind see what on earth has happened in this country. I just look and I'm speechless, like all of you. I don't know what else to say. So that's all that I have to say about it this morning. And my heart goes out to those lives lost, you know, to the families of those folks who have died, and to the families of those members, the folks who are wounded. And I hope they recover. But I don't know. The other thing I want to say, because I think a lot of black people, I've been seeing the memes, not memes, but the little banners and all this kind of stuff that's shared throughout social media. And there's one that I shared as well, where what appears, and it's not to inflame everybody, perhaps it is, I don't know, but they show all of the white suspects who were taken into custody, with, we say without incident, meaning that there was no harm brought to them. And then there was one, I remember there was one story where the rumor was that they stopped and went off to a fast food chain and got the suspect of one of those crimes some food and then headed off to the jail or whatever. But the one that really gets me is that all of the black folks that are indicated on this picture, this banner that's shared out there on social media, they are all, they were all murdered, shot. Some in the back, some in the head, some in every which way you can imagine. They all died. And all of the white suspects were taken in without incident. Now, again, the black folks might not have even been doing any kind of crime, if anything. Some were just sleeping in bed. In their own bed, by the way. This is unbearable. Unbearable. And to me, what's really at the core of this, this inequality that's just been ignored, you know, over the years, just totally ignored. Ignored. Oh, accountability. Huh. What makes you think that we, you know, they're this way, we're that way? When folks who benefit so greatly from all the infighting, that's who's sitting back and just laughing. They don't care. They could care less. Could care less. They don't care if all black folks just shot themselves up or shot each other. They could care less. I look at the news media that is in part to blame, so to speak. That's the way I see it. I see a news media that has sadly contributed to all of this. And I'm not happy with it either. So that's my thought. It's sad. You turn on the TV and the first thing you see is this mass shooting business every day. And like I said, all that the news media seem to be, to me, to be doing is making it even worse. Stop giving these folks a platform. Stop. But they don't care because the people who run all that stuff is they're contributing to all this. It's like a vicious cycle. And the people who are the marginalized and the quiet folks, the black people and the minorities, are the ones who are suffering. And then we're not, you know, the people in this community. I don't see where we are learning from all this to be galvanized. We're not that kind of folks. I don't think it's a secret. So, I don't know what to say. All I know is that on this platform, we're about inclusivity, and I am about accountability. Anybody who knows me, I'm about accountability. All this other crazy stuff, and to me, I don't care if you're a former president, the governor, the premier of what. If you're doing all these bad things and causing this rhetoric, this vitriol out there, and not to mention the alleged multiple boatloads of criminal activity that seems to have just been, you know, just put right in front of us, I look at the storming of the Capitol. That's what I look at. You don't have to look far. Where somebody was literally on TV and said, go and do such and such. And they're just walking around, just free as a bird. What kind of society is this? Everything is just inverted. Sad. So I don't know if we're angry enough to do something, because to me, you need to throw these, you know, the folks. I have my own thoughts of how to, you know, what I would do. But all that you can do is to vote these people out of office. And, yeah, there should be some folks who are fearing the idea of being replaced, because they're absolutely right. They should be replaced. And to be honest, they should have never been there to begin with. So if that's what's causing the fear, well, they have a very accurate impression, in my view. So, listen, we've got more to get to this morning. Sorry for the diatribe on that, but I think it's important to say, once in a while, we've got to just say what we think, and we have to say what we feel. And so we're going to shift our talk here in just a bit. So I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a little commercial break. When we come back, Otto, we've got a lot more to get to this morning. We're going to talk about that and give some updates and some things that of what's happening on tomorrow's show and so much more. So that's it on that, and we're going to move along. So thank you very much for kind of paying attention to what we had to say.
Thank you, Curry. Thank you.
So I have to say, Statewide Chip, what do you want to tell the listeners and the fans out there? You've got fans who who know who you are. What would you like to tell them about our 700th live show and beyond? What would you like to tell the folks?
Well, I would definitely like to just tell everybody that the 700 is definitely not the end. We're going above that, above and beyond.
Yeah.
So 700 is definitely a big milestone. Congratulations to you and the Hair Radio Network. But 700 is just the beginning. We're going to get there a million times over. So I just want everybody to go ahead and stay tuned and pay attention to what's going on, because we definitely got a whole bunch of good, great, everything that's going on is definitely about to be, you know, some spectacular. So pay attention. We make a history. 700 is just the beginning.
Awesome.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I have a business. I'm a nurse first and foremost. So I have a business to help to restore black women. My primary goal is to make sure that mentally we're doing well, so physically we're doing well. So I go out into the community and I facilitate workshops on eating well, resting well, and living well. I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization. And we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and a solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp. and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy.
Oh, wow. Well, that is a commercial right there. Okay, Organiclo. I'm loving it. This is great. So we love it. We love it. And we want to tell folks how they can get their hands on this product. So how do they find you? Are you on social media? How do you get the word, you know, continue to get the word out and have people contact you?
Yes. Currently, we are on social media. Where business is just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram.
Awesome.
And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
And, okay, lots to say there.
Once
and
you, go
and
to
you
the,
can come
once
through
you go
Hair
to
Radio.
My Instagram page,
well.
It's accessible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So it's accessible through your Instagram page. That's important.
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, folks, if you're just tuning in, let me just kind of break it on down for you. We have a very special guest on this Fan Day Friday. Now, she is an entrepreneur, as you can just hear as well. Her business, Organic Love Collection, she's been telling us about these incredible products, great skin products that cure and really take care of eczema and psoriasis and all that, those things that can, you know, cause folks such distress. I'm glad to have you on the show. And we'll also put folks in touch with you who want to connect with you as well right here at Hair Radio. So first of all, we're live this morning. Thanks for getting up early to be part of our show, Shanta, and help us to close out, you know, kick off the weekend here. So thanks so much.
I'm so excited to be here and, moreover, to make people aware of my organization. And we're definitely an organization that goes out into communities that are underserved to reinvigorate them, most of all to beautify them, so that they could be the best they can to restore them to their appropriate stance of joy. And what better way to do that through beautifying the hair, the skin, and the nails?
Absolutely. Well, we tell folks about it every day here. So you fit right in, Shanta, on that message to folks here at Hair Radio. And it is all about empowerment. So I love what you do. You led in with that. I want to turn to starting a business because it can be somewhat daunting. It can be a little bit, you know, folks can be a little bit afraid of taking that leap into starting a business. So what was your motivation that really created this opportunity for you? Tell us about that.
By profession, I'm a nurse, and I work all areas of nursing, and I had a baby late in my career. Well, I had a baby late in life. Usually, you know, women have children before 27. I had mine thereafter. And it put me in a place of comfort because I had the finances to stay home. So I did breastfeeding. That's the number one nutrition for babies. And when it was time to switch into food, organic brand, and I found out that my baby had food allergies and she broke out in eczema. And it was a really severe case. And the first place it showed up was on her face. So I was trying to figure out how to deal with it according to Western medicine. And I didn't want to put on steroids. So I spoke with her doctor, my pediatrician, and he begged me, you're a nurse, figure this out. Formulate something that can soothe her, that can heal this, and moreover, figure out what food that you can avoid to turn this thing around, because it might be a food allergy considering she just began baby food at 4 months. 4 to 6 months it took it to really fully erupt. So I came up with the idea of shea butter is healing, and I also didn't want it to leave a scar or hyperpigmentation, being that she was so young. And it's kind of scary to look into a baby carriage and the baby is covered with anything scary or crunchy.
Absolutely.
So people would look into my baby carriage and they would become alarmed and say, what happened to her? And I was like, I think it's baby pimples or, you know, I found out eventually it was baby eczema. And I began to treat it with this concoction that I made at home of shea butter, coconut oil, and also mango butter. And it worked. And to get rid of the hyperpigmentation, I had other things in it, such as grapeseed oil, vitamin E, jojoba oil. And as she grew, the product evolved. And I just, you know, kept it as a family thing. Once my father became very ill, and he was ill to the point where he began not to eat, and that's called anorexia. So to encourage him to eat, I would put the shea butter on him from head to toe, because it's a head-to-toe product, and I would incorporate peppermint in it. And the peppermint oil would encourage him to eat. Peppermint oil also encourages circulation. So guess what? He got an appetite. He became reinvigorated, and moreover, his hair was beautiful. Because when you're sick, you really want to look groomed so that you don't look like what you're going through. He was actually at end stage renal disease. He wound up being strong enough to hold on, and he got a kidney. And he begged me, please, this product is really good, but when I'm applying it, for me to get my day going and for me to do all that I need to do, I need to save energy. So he asked for me to make it in an oil form. So currently, I'm making it in an oil form. So I call it Liquid Love. The solid one is Solid Love, and we turned it into a business.
How about your father? How did all that work out for him, though?
It worked out well. He received kidney donation, and he was able to become reinvigorated. However, during the COVID, we lost him. But this was one of his dreams, that I turned it into a business. And most of all, I also acknowledge men who don't like the heaviness of such a luxurious item. So I made the same luxurious item, but in oil form. So my oil form, which is called Liquid Love, actually absorbs in 90 seconds. So when I engage with men, I'm sure to tell them that, and that also inspires them to try the product. And it's great for beard and body. So while you're anointing your skin and your hair, these men also anoint their beard, and it helps the beard to be softened and, moreover, for it to be radiant so that when they go out into the world, they feel confident because they know their beard is looking well as well as their skin and their hair.
Absolutely. Now, first, I want to just say this on behalf of everybody here, to hear that we're so sorry about your loss. And there's so many folks out there. You're not alone, obviously. You know that. But, you know, it must bring you some solace to, you know, to be carrying on this amazing work that he, you know, would obviously just be so incredibly proud on what you're accomplishing.
I am very proud of this product.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I just want to – let me bring everybody up to speed here. If you're just kind of tuning in, Shanta is joining us live on the air. In this we call it Fan Day Friday. It's our show number 695 on this April 8th of 2022. It's all about supporting our wonderful local businesses in our community. It's all about empowerment. It's the year of the family here. We always – every day is the, you know, we call it the year of the woman here because the show is inspired by women of color, and that's how we got the show started and all of that. So we continue on that journey. But Shanta, again, is our guest today. Now, Shanta, a nurse, you're an entrepreneur, you're doing so much. I love what you just said, peppermint, you know, how it encourages circulation. You're absolutely right. In fact, if you notice, I don't, but a lot of the shampoo products that are out there, I have a different way to stimulate the circulation, but peppermint is incredibly popular, and you'll find it in most, not I won't say most, but a good percentage of the shampoos that are out there on the market, because it does, it really does encourage the stimulation, and that's what helps for your hair to grow. So good stuff. So it sounds like you're on your way, Shanta. I'm proud myself here hearing about all this. So good stuff. And you don't forget the guys. You're talking about what's good for men too, which I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So, okay,
my slogan is, you could put it in your hair. You could put it everywhere. You could put it on your lips. But if you put it on your hips, it also removes stretch marks. It fades them because of the heavy, beautiful oils I put into it, such as vitamin E, jojoba. And I even have a small amount of hemp, but not the CBD, the one your grandma used to use on you to grow out your hair. So this is a medicinal product that just beautifies you and helps you to feel your best.
Okay, well, we love hearing it. And I am very proud. Again, your company is Organic Love Collection, and I'm so happy to hear about it. We're going to have you to hang around with us. I want to work back in Mr. Otto this morning, who's also down in your neck of the woods. Otto-matic, I call him. So I just wanted to reintroduce you, sir, this morning. And again, you guys have met, and we are so proud because that's how you kind of got on our radar. So, Otto, what would you like to tell us about Shanta this morning?
Well, she did a wonderful job, and she's a caring, very caring. Actually, she's a really good entrepreneur. I've met her, and her presentation of her product line is spectacular. She's a very professional at her craft, and she has very nice little bags that the product comes in. I was always taken back by the she says she puts even the fine details. The merchandising, the little details with the bag, and she has a great presentation and a super smile and just a wonderful young lady.
And you know what? It comes through. And thank you, Otto. It comes through. For my first time even chatting, I said, wow, okay. Now, Shanta, so how do you feel when you hear somebody describe you this way to the world? And talk about your product?
That's awesome, Otto. That's awesome. But the devil is in the details. I say the love is in the details. So when I come across my clients, and I pray that they're clients and that they're returning customers, I gift package everything. It's a sensual product. So I call it my sensual shea butter. So when you receive it from me, one of the things that uplifts you is that you get it in a gift package, and it begins with a chiffon, like an organza-type drawstring bag, and my coloring is fuchsia pink. So originally,
attention, yes.
Recently, I've been doing bags specialized for men. So they have a black organza bag, and it's luxurious. And that's what I want you to feel when you put the product on. And it's a sensual healer. So you begin to feel more confident, and the love begins within. And when I tell my patrons or my clients goodbye, I don't say goodbye. I say welcome to the miracle of love. because that's what it's all about.
Well, I see love is your middle name, Organic Love Collection. Wow, okay. All right. Well, I'm loving it. So, Shanta, you told us a little while ago that folks can find you out there across social media. And before, I'm going to have you give all that again, and we want to make sure and get folks to you and pick up some of these amazing products, skin products. That's what we're all about here. I'm talking about the items and things and ingredients, all natural. We love it. I want to say, first, let me just turn to this for one moment. I've got a shout-out. My mom was a nurse, as you guys know. She was an LPN out of Philadelphia area and just did so much to, you know, I just grew up looking at her wear white. Literally from head to toe. Back in the old days, they used to wear the little nurse's cap. So I remember all that so well. And I just want to shout out the incredible work of our nurses, especially during this time. So we have to tip our hat to you, Shanta, and what your amazing colleagues are doing from coast to coast and literally throughout the world to help keep us just a bit safer. So we appreciate that, your efforts.
I think that in Western medicine, we don't pay attention enough to the sentiment or the emotion of love. You know, everything is geared towards keeping the heart healthy. But one thing that keeps the heart healthy is love. And in our community of black and brown people, I try to instill that in them. And when I speak to all people, I have a message of love. Because truly, everyone is uplifted by that sentiment. And I think that's the best thing that goes into my product. And I take time to make it 100% organic and, moreover, to diligently have consistency in the product because it's handmade.
That sounds like it. Well, listen, we will be checking in with you on a regular basis and just to touch base. And now you know who we are, and we're going to get a commercial for you right here to help you to continue to bring awareness to your great product and to help you on your journey of getting your business way off the ground. We wish you nothing but success and support. Is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning through the Hair Radio Morning Show before we say goodbye?
Well, we're a Christian organization, and we're looking to give to all people. So whoever's in need, whoever's brokenhearted, Organic Love Collection is here to serve all populations who are underserved and, once again, to beautify your hair, your nails, and your skin. Thank you so much for having me, and I salute you for the wonderful work you're doing.
You are kind. Well, listen, it's been our honor to be introduced to your products, and we will continue to support. Otto, did she not do a great job today?
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's essential shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. Where business is just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
OrganicLoveCollection.BigCartel.com.
All right, we're back live. Yes, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, May 17th of 2022, And it's our show number 714. I'm bringing to the line Otto. Otto, how are you? We are in the throngs of the last hour of the broadcast today. So how are you, sir?
Oh, good, Kerry. Doing good. I'm just waiting for Michael Hopkins to come up on Vet Talk Radio, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Well, actually, they've got about five or so bonus minutes today, so I can't wait for Michael to take
cool.
it away in just a bit. Yeah, so it's going to be
yeah.
quite a bit underway in just a few minutes. But first, wanted to kind of remind everybody, especially to our Vet Talk folks and everybody else, all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, go to our website at HAIRadio.com. Check on the gift shop tab. I'm loving all the new stuff that's in there. There's a lot of new stuff in the store, and I think the folks are really going to really like what they see. So you can pick up a Vet Talk, a mug, a Hair Radio Morning Show mug. You can pick up those beautiful T-shirts and all that wonderful good stuff. Anytime, really, it's there on our website, gift shop at HAIRadio.com. And, you know, and drink. I can't wait. I'm looking literally every day for my own mugs. I've just placed some big orders, and I'm so happy. And so, folks, please. Check out, again, www.hairadio.com and place your own order in our gift store or gift shop. It's really, it's so easy, Otto. It really is. It's so easy.
I'm waiting. I'm, like yourself, being patient, you know, for the delivery, but I've ordered my cup and my coffee cup, Hair Radio Morning Show, and I'm like yourself.
Which one did you get? Did you get the one
it.
Like I have? That has the Hair Radio Morning Show with the big letters. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got
I'm
the same,
loving
same one you got. Yeah. And I'm going to venture out. We're going to get the – I like the T-shirt. I'm going to get the long-sleeve T-shirt. I love them. And then there's the hoodie. Don't forget about the hoodie, you know. And, they're all – it's a great website to go – the store, the gift store to look through. And I would advise anybody, if they're interested – to take a tour of our store.
Mm. Wow. Otto, thank you for that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Listen, coming up tomorrow, just to remind everybody, Wayne Smith, he was mayor in Irvington, New Jersey for 12 years. He'll be back with us in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. That's 8 o'clock East Coast, 7 o'clock Central Time Zone. You don't want to miss it. He's going to be live in studio with us. So do not miss that.
Nicole
Marie will be coming up with Michael Hopkins and all of that, and she'll be back on our Hair Radio side in the morning. So we're real super excited about that. And I'm excited about all the things that are happening. Want to remind everybody we're here from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And over on our 24-hour website at HAIRadio.com, not only do we have the gift shop there, but we also have the incredible 24-hour radio network that's also playing around the clock.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, Brother Michael? Oh, Michael, I'm sorry, Otto. But he's on the brain. Otto's like real quiet. Okay, where do I go with this? Yeah, he's coming up.
No,
Michael Hopkins will be coming up in just a few minutes. Let me just say that on out there. But yeah, so as I'm sitting down looking, going through everything that we have on the show, so that's why it kind of slipped in there. But yeah, so I'm really excited, Otto. So what do you think about all the stuff that's coming up in the rest of the week?
Oh, I enjoy. I have heard Wayne before, the mayor, and 12 years is a long time to be in the office. I'm sure he's faced a lot of challenges in his town and his community. So I'm looking forward to hearing him live tomorrow, 8 a.m. And you know, it's interesting to hear from a man who's been in a position who can make changes in the community. So that'll be good.
All right.
I'm looking for-
Well, yeah. On that note, as I just said, let me bring Michael Hopkins, the man of the hour, to the show. Let's get Vet Talk underway. Otto, thanks so much. We'll be right. Stay with us, everybody. Stay with us.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. It is Tuesday morning, and I want to be the very first to welcome you to the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and as always, I'm bringing to the line the man, the host, Mr. Michael Hopkins. Michael, good morning and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the episode.
Good morning, Carrie Hines, from beautiful downtown Spotsylvania.
Yes, Spotsylvania, Virginia, absolutely. Well, listen, Michael, I kind of want to jump right on in. You always have something new for the veterans. And, of course, right now they could see me. I'm doing my salute to thank and welcome them and thank them so much for their service. And officially, good morning again. So, Michael, what do you have on tap for us today?
Well, Carrie, I was doing some research, as usual, because I'm always doing research, you know, for veterans. And I've come up with the top reasons why claims are denied. We've never really talked about it. We've touched on it.
Right. Now, again, that's top reasons why claims are denied. Wow. Okay. Well, now, where did that come from? What sparked that interest in you coming up with that topic?
Well, Carrie, I work with a lot of veterans, and I always see this same pattern of what happens to them when they file for compensation. And even though, you know, what will happen, they'll get a letter back, a decision letter. And a lot of it is copy and paste. But I kept seeing the same pattern of how they got denied something. So it sparked something to me. And I remember, you know, I still have just about every letter over a 4-year period that I've gotten from the compensation people where I got denied certain things.
That's what I was about to ask you. Had you ever been denied?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Probably have more of those letters than the law would allow. I could start my own library.
But, Michael, how did that make you feel when you – because that's what I'm kind of driving at. When you are denied, you know, a lot of things must go through your mind. What were some of the things that went through your mind when you received that denial?
Well, a lot of things, and you're absolutely right. One of them is anger. You're very angry as a veteran because you know you have this issue. Sometimes you can even pinpoint where the issue came from.
Wow.
And you're angry because you have this organization that's telling you, as a former service member, they're saying it didn't happen. A lot of times, too, Carrie, you feel as though they're telling you you're a liar.
Wow.
You, as a veteran, you feel, and you're going, oh, my God, I served this country. I did my thing for these people. You know, beyond the call of duty, I sacrificed. I did all these things, and now you're calling me a liar. So, you know, you get anger. Then you get depressed. Like, oh, my God, you mean to tell me I did all this and it just wasn't even worth it? Some people drop off the grid at that point in time. They say, the heck with it.
I was about to say, they wouldn't know where to turn. Yeah. To me, and what was going through my mind, I'm thinking that's my last shot. What am I going to do now?
Yeah, I have a lot of vet buddies of mine, and they just say, the heck with it, and they go on with their lives.
Wow.
And it's just,
that sounds horrible.
So many emotions, Carrie. There's so many emotions.
Yeah.
Sometimes with some guys, it stirs up their PTSD. Some of it is anxiety. Some of it is, you know, it's anger, anxiety, depression. depressive disorder, resentment. Some of them just drop off the grid. They go numb. And they say, you know what? Don't even worry about it. I'm not even going to tell anybody I'm a veteran.
Oh, my.
But
wow.
These are the kind of emotional things that happen to us as veterans.
Wow.
We give our all
so
for this country.
And it means a lot. And the thing is that it's much deeper than they know. To whoever is on this board or whoever reviews these claims, and just to, you know, rubber stamp something, you know, decline, no, negative, whatever, just horrible. So, Michael,
yeah.
What can folks do about it? I think that's why you're here today. And boy, oh boy, sounds like they need to thank their lucky stars for this show, for the Vet Talk Radio show, because, boy, you really put, you really have told us something already.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What are some of the reasons that they fall into this, that claims are denied?
Wow. Would you believe one of the reasons, Carrie Hines, is it didn't happen on active duty when somebody is trying to claim something and the government tells them it didn't happen on active duty? Sometimes it didn't happen on active duty.
Wow. Yeah. Like, what are some examples of that? So something that, you know, that could have happened, it didn't happen when they were actually on active duty.
Perfect example. A lot of musculoskeletal stuff, like your knees, your lower back, your neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes.
All of that.
Things happen on active duty, but a lot of times they happen after you're off active duty. And some people go to file for that stuff. Matter of fact, Carrie, you said example. Perfect example. I have a buddy of mine. He's a Vietnam veteran, older gentleman. Well, he has neck issues, you know, very stiff neck, the arthritis and everything. But unfortunately, it didn't happen. He didn't hurt his neck on active duty. He hurt his neck over the years. Developed that way after active duty. And I tried to explain it to him because he's working with a lawyer or some lawyers somewhere. And I tried to explain to him that you're not going to get rated for that, reason being there's no continuity. You didn't hurt your neck while you were on active duty like I did. And then after you got off of active duty, the issue continues. And you went to the VA hospital to get seen about that issue. That's the difference.
So in other words, they might treat you for an ailment that you obtained after your active duty or active service,
right.
but that's different than, you know, than being on active duty and acquiring this injury.
One of the other ones, Karen, is hearing loss, tinnitus and hearing loss, those two.
Really?
Hearing loss is always the same thing. A guy will claim hearing loss, but when they were on active duty, there's nothing in their service treatment records. They said they went to sick call, and they got not so much treated for it, but they got diagnosed with it, with hearing loss. And they get out, years go by, and then they notice their hearing is going down. So they file for hearing loss. They don't get it, and that's the reason why. Because it didn't happen according to the people that are doing your adjudication for your claim. There's no evidence to say this started on active duty. There's no evidence. The ironic part is the VA healthcare system will give you hearing aids, but the claim system won't give you a rating for losing your hearing.
Well, they might. I mean, just looking from the outside, it is almost like because they just say, well, gee, you know, as we, you know, just regular Americans, you get older anyway, your hearing is going down anyway. So they probably may not want to own that. Wow. This is, oh, boy, Michael. Okay.
I'm being quiet. What else have you got, Michael Hopkins, on this Vet Talk radio show?
And would you believe sometimes people don't show up for the claims and pension examination? They don't show up. They literally do not show up. They give no explanation why they didn't show up. Isn't that special?
I can't even wrap my brain around that one. Top reasons claims are denied. Wow. Okay. I'm going to let you take it away, Michael.
And like I said, a lot of times when they don't show up, the compensation system has no choice but to deny it.
Absolutely.
Right. They have no choice. And, you know, a lot of times, too, Karen, what will happen, the veteran will go to the CNP or the claims and pension examination. The person that's doing the examination will have a negative opinion of what this person is filing for. They have a negative examination. You tell them that you're having trouble with your knees, for example, musculoskeletal, your knees, and you can bend your knees perfectly. Or you say you have a back problem, but you can touch your toes with no problem whatsoever.
They can figure it out. Pretty much.
What's wrong with that picture?
So these are some things. Now, are there certain steps that they should take if they have received the denied claim? Like, what are some of the things? Is it the end of the road? Do they have a chance, like, you know, for the folks, like, in the, what I call, outside world, the civilian world, for some kind of, you know, appeal or anything like that? Is there a process
You do have options. You do have options. One of the options that you have is called like a supplemental claim. And basically, in a nutshell, this is what it means. You go find some new evidence that shows that what happened to you did happen. In fact, say it was on active duty. You find new material evidence that they don't have. Good example is you find some old medical records that you didn't turn in when you turned this claim in. It clearly shows that you went on sick call several occasions for the same issue, and you were diagnosed with whatever this issue was. Still have that same issue to this day after you got off of active duty. Right there is your new and material evidence. Once you turn that in and they see it, you should be granted whatever rating that it deserves.
Sure.
You should be granted with no problem. I've had that happen to me where I turned in new medical evidence that they obviously did not have. And they had to look at it and they said, it was like, we didn't have this. You never turned this in or we couldn't find it. And that's one of the excuses that they use. They can't find it. We looked through your medical records and we can't find it.
Well, kind of the explanations.
But that's the way you do it. Now, another thing, Carrie Hines, if it comes down to a difference of opinion, once again, there's another form that you fill out. It's called the 20-0996. Basically, you're asking for what's called a high-level review. In other words, I turned it in to a regular worker bee. They turned me down. And I said, wait a minute, everything is here. Stevie Wonder can read this and see that I deserve this. Ray Charles can see it. But you can't see it. Okay, let's do it this way. I need to talk to your supervisor. How many times have we heard that one before? You go to the next level. And that's a person that's over them that's a more experienced person in the claims and compensation realm at the VA. you even have an option of talking to that person. They will actually call you, whoever's reviewing your case.
Oh.
You give them a time and a date that you would like to be called. They will call
you. And they'll follow
up. Right. And what you do is at that point in time, you explain to them your side of the story, why you think you deserve to get this rating, be it an increase or your first time or a secondary to something. You can explain it to them. You're talking to a live human being. A lot of times we don't get that opportunity as veterans during this claims process to talk to a live human being in the claims machine.
Wow. So
now,
this takes advantage of it, folks.
Right.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Now, worst come to worst, Carrie, and this is usually the last resort, if you really don't like what you're hearing from them, the claim section, you have the right to have basically like a trial. As a veteran, you present your evidence, the government presents their evidence, and you have a judge, or they have, sometimes they have several judges that will look at evidence, like a board, and they'll weigh everything, and it'll either be in your favor or the government's favor. You either get denied or you get awarded. And, you know, Carrie, the beautiful thing about that, it's all public knowledge. A lot of veterans don't know this, but it's public knowledge that you can readily go to the government to VA.gov, and I'm sure we'll post this on hairradio.com. We'll post this.
Yes.
But you as a veteran, you can go to VA.gov, and you can go into the decisions that the board made. You can do this search bar. You can put BVA, that's the Board of Veteran Appeals, decisions. Once that comes up, you can pick the year and pick the topic. Say it was sleep apnea. You can pick 2017, and a whole lot of cases will show up that show either it was awarded or denied, and they'll tell you why. You know, obviously they won't use people's names and so forth. But
right.
They'll tell
That's
you
what I was just thinking.
Awarded.
Do they tell you the names of the people and their addresses and all that?
No, they won't tell you that, but they'll say, like, the veteran, and they'll list what the veterans had, everything, you know, the materials that they have, the evidence that they had, the evidence that the government has. And a lot of times, veterans are actually awarded.
Huh.
Yeah, they're actually awarded.
Wow.
Whatever it was that they were asking for, because their side sometimes had better evidence than the government.
Wow.
So it's very, you know, this whole claims thing is so very deep. And
it is.
A lot of times it just takes a lot of study and a lot of just research. And you
well,
can't
Michael
take
Hopkins,
it lightly.
Who in the world could study this much? I have to tell you guys, on the Vet Talk Radio Show, we are super impressed. It's top reasons claims are denied, and I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, in case you hear anything in the background there. But just amazing. You always bring it with these incredible conversations. I really am blown away, and we learn something every single time right here on this show that we didn't know. Every single time. Mike, also, and I love the – pension board, C&P or whatever you call it. Just incredible. Just incredible conversations. So what else have you got, Michael, before we close out this morning?
Okay. Now, here's a good one for you, Karen. Would you believe a lot of times as a veteran, you some of us go to both. We do the VA hospital. We have our own private medical doctors and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is where it gets tricky. Sometimes what the VA will do, with a claim section, they'll say they need medical records from the private sector. Now, that shouldn't be a problem, is it, Karen?
Right. I mean, it doesn't sound complicated.
You haven't heard anything difficult so far, have you?
Right.
All they need to do is request the records from the private sector. Sounds good?
Yeah, so far.
So far, sounds good. Here's where the problem is. It's a very simple problem. The VA don't want to pay for to get your records. They'll request them, but they don't want to pay for them.
You got to be kidding.
No.
Really?
I kid you not. They don't want to pay to get your records to help you get your funding. But
wow.
They don't tell you that, Kerry Hines. They don't tell you that part.
No.
They tell you, yes, we requested your records from your private doctor. The private doctor gets a request from the VA. The private doctor says, hey, well, these records, in order for me to send this to you, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars.
Right.
The VA says, oh, I'm not going to pay that. That's not going to happen. But guess who they forget to tell that all of this is going on? Both sides, guess who they forget to tell?
Who?
The poor veterans.
Yeah, of course.
They don't tell us that the VA is not going to pay. So we're thinking that the records got transferred from our private doctor to the claim section.
And it's been a
month go by. And it never happened. And all of a sudden we get denied and we're trying to figure out, what the world? How did I get denied this? And it's all in my private doctor's
records. Have no idea.
We have no idea.
No.
Because nobody said anything.
Wow.
Nobody said, go to your private doctor yourself. Pay for it, get them, whatever it is you have to do as a veteran, you get the medical evidence that you need for your claim yourself and turn it in to the claim section yourself.
You might need to say that again real loud to folks, Michael Hopkins.
Yes. If you're a veteran and you have a private doctor and you're filing a claim, go get your own records from your private doctor and turn them in to the claim section yourself. Save yourself a headache.
Yes, that's very important. Wow. Wow, I know that the fans of this show are appreciating that convo this morning, Michael Hopkins. That's an important conversation. Yes, my goodness. Well, Michael, I have to say, I'm just blown away with all of this, and these are, and I hope this continues, because I think folks always need to know about why, you know, their claims have been denied. And again, I loved what you touched on earlier at the top of the show, because just how does all of this make you feel? The big takeaway for me today and this,
yes,
and I feel for the veterans. I really do. It's, wow. Okay.
Kerry.
Yeah. What's
that,
Michael?
But, you know, it gets so real when a lot of us are in our veterans groups. Mm-hmm. You know, like I meet with my veteran group every Friday. And it's nothing like seeing a grown man cry because something like this happened to them.
Right.
They got turned down. It's like a slap in the face.
Sure.
Literally. It is. You have a guy, he served in Vietnam. He's a combat veteran. He's afflicted by Agent Orange. And then you have the government telling him, oh, no, it's all in your imagination. And like one of our vet brothers said, when they told him about his issues, and he said, what, I didn't breathe the air in Vietnam? Is that what you're telling me? That's how this works. And that's why they're angry. And the ones that were Iraq, Afghanistan, Persian Gulf, Saudi Arabia and all that, that's why they're angry, Kerry Hines.
Wow, that's awful.
Why.
That really is. Well, Michael Hopkins, I've got to tell you, I just am so grateful to you, as are our wonderful, wonderful illustrious fans of the show who tune in every week for the latest. And I just want to remind everybody, of course, we're going to keep the pages at hairradio.com, HAIradio.com, updated with all kinds of details. So very important.
Michael, want to take a moment to turn over to your incredible producers. I really haven't had a chance to chat with them all that much in recent times. I thought it would be a great time to catch up with them. On a kind of a related subject, I'm always curious as to what, you know, in a lot of the earlier Vet Talk radio shows, the producers, Michael's Angels, share with us about their different family members who were, I think everybody had a veteran connection on the show. And I just want to kind of catch up with your wonderful producers, Michael's Angels, on some of those relationships that they have and why they're important, and anything that's updated. Nur Jahan, you guys know Nur Jahan. Nur comes to us out of Clarksville, Tennessee. And, of course, Nicole Marie joins us out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and Katrina out of my other favorite Paris, Texas. Good morning, Michael's Angels. Where's my Charlie's Angels moment?
Good morning.
Yes. All right. Now, that's not the Charlie's Angels moment. Michael Hopkins, what's the Charlie's Angels moment? It's hello or good morning. It's in unison, guys.
Yep.
Well, listen.
Yep.
Mike,
okay,
yes,
that again.
Right. Okay. Listen, it's good to have you guys with us today, of course. First, before we get into catching up with everybody, let's start with Nicole. Nicole Marie, what did you think of Michael's, this whole show today? Because you guys have been listening. And, what are your thoughts?
This was an amazing show today. It was definitely on time and on target, as our brother Michael always says. This definitely hit home for me today just because my husband is a veteran, 82nd Airborne in the United States Army. And when he got out of the service, he did file a claim, and he was denied. And some of these emotions that Michael was talking about in the show, my husband has gone through those. He was frustrated. He was angry. He did not have a pleasant experience when he filed the claim. But now, with this new information, he has filed again. We have been working with Michael the last 6 months or so, and he was awarded his first rating for tinnitus back in April. So
we are so happy, so elated,
and we just thank
incredible.
Michael so much for all of his help. And we are moving on now to the next claim that will be filed. So
this is definitely
great information. And I would just like to say quickly that for all veterans, for family members, it is key for family members to support your veterans. I'm behind my husband 100% to make this happen. When it comes to getting the record, supporting information, please help your fellow veterans make it happen.
Awesome. I appreciate that, Nicole Marie. Wow. Michael.
That means a lot.
I was about to say, how does that make you feel, sir?
Oh, it means a lot. You know, when you have your family behind you, it just means so much more. I see guys that I work with a lot with this claims thing, and they're doing it all by themselves. And, you know, they have a spouse, they got kids, they got all of this, but they're basically doing it by themselves. And I find that I have a better time when I set them both down and I explain to them how this works and how this is going to benefit their family. Can you guys imagine what it's like? You don't pay taxes on your house. Can you imagine what that's like?
Wow.
Can you imagine what it's like having another retirement check that comes in without fail and you don't have to do anything? And it's as if you retired from the military. If you didn't, you can take advantage of all the things that you used to do when you were in the military, but you're not in the military. But they treat you like you're a retiree. For a lot of us, that means so much. And then when you pass away, your spouse can still get paid from your efforts.
Right.
From your today's efforts in the future, your spouse can still get paid from the government. and your spouse can still take advantage of all the things that you used to do when you were active duty. They're still allowed to take advantage of everything. They still get the taxes off on the house. If you didn't buy a house, they could literally use your certificate of eligibility to go get a house.
Wow.
And they weren't the veteran.
Yes.
They can still get the health benefits. Is it worth it fighting for this? Yes.
Yes, it is.
You
like
well,
then
I,
your family.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. Nur Jahan, what do you say when you hear all of this?
It's just amazing, you know, that this stuff exists. And so the situation with my son, fortunately, he didn't have to be the one to get denied because he's in his first stage of actually filing his claim, thanks to Michael, because he wasn't going to do it, you know, until I convinced him after I've been on the show hearing the reason why he should go ahead and do it. And so he's in his first stage of filing for flat feet and tinnitus so he can see a podiatrist so that they can get his rating. So I'll be listening for his progress.
Wow.
Yes.
So, Noor, all of this came out of being a part of the Vet Talk radio show?
It did.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
He did not. Yeah, because like I said, he doesn't like to go to doctors just like me, you know, and that was his issue. And when I said, but you need to really go because you're missing out on something that, you know, you deserve it. And so he finally did. Yeah, he did the one thing. Hey, Mom, what's the guy's name with the Delta Vet? I'm asking for a friend.
asking
for a friend routine.
Yeah. Well, I love your update today, guys.
Yes.
This is, I'm sure the fans appreciate it. We've got to turn to Katrina, the one and only Katrina out of Paris, Texas, this morning. Katrina, what about you? You hear all these wonderful updates. Does that give you hope? Because you also know a veteran.
Yes. Like even with the claims and why you get denied, I recently just ran into another one of my family members, which is a little cousin of mine, who was talking to me about him, where he's been filing and how he had been getting denied. And so with Brother Michael going over this, so I had talked to him about Brother Michael and what he do, so he should be getting ready to reach out to him because I told him he can help him through everything, through the process, and show him exactly how to go and what to do, and plus I also refer them to start listening to our show.
That's right. Katrina, you took the words right out of my mouth, and so I thank you for that because, you know, and what you guys all said, this is important. And it's nice. It's like you guys know my line. It's like finding a bird's nest on the ground. You have an amazing show that everybody can relate to. Honestly, whether you're a veteran or not, I think this show hits home. So I'm loving it. And especially for the veterans. Especially for the veterans. It really, it definitely hits a bullseye. So I just want to say thank you to all of you guys. The fans, thanks you, everybody. And all of us at the Hair Radio Network as well. You know, we appreciate what you're doing. On behalf of me, my co-host, Nicole Marie, who's doing double duty these days, it's just fantastic. And so just want to say thank you for all that you're doing, Michael Hopkins, all that the angels are helping you with, and just touching the fans. So thank you. Good job. So, Michael, as we do each week right here on the broadcast, you get the last word. So what would you like to say to the folks today? And we'll go ahead and get the wonderful Vet Talk outro lined up. What do you want to say to folks today?
It's all about the vets, Carrie Hines. It's all about the vets.
Awesome. It doesn't get any better than that. We'll see you right here next time for the next edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. You've been listening to Michael Hopkins and Michael's Angels panel. Here's the outro.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his...